I don't have the actual agenda in front of me, but I'd like to open this meeting virtually at 4 p.m. on June 19th. You can go ahead and do the roll call, Mr. Bohol.
Thank you. Dr. Cunningham.
Here.
Ms. Pichelle. I'm sorry, Ms. Pichelle, you're on mute. Okay.
Here.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Goodman.
Present.
Dr. Chabon.
Present.
Dr. Maynard.
Present.
You have a quorum.
Perfect.
Dr. Maynard, I'm sorry, this is Jean Galvin. Justin, can you confirm whether Mark Brechtel is on?
I don't see him.
I have just a minute. Members of the board, he is your independent advisor for this, so just a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Justin, I was correct. It's Mark Brechtel, is it not? Lindsay, can you confirm?
It was Mark Brechtel. However, he was unavailable at this time by phone. What we spoke about was that we would reach out by phone to another IA if the board had questions, but Justin could confirm any administrative, provide any administrative clarification if needed.
Ms. Galvin, are we okay to move forward or do we need to postpone this till tomorrow?
That is up to you. I was not aware of this, so it's hard to predict whether you're going to need independent legal advice. I obviously cannot provide that.
Obviously we're going to have a high likelihood of moving into executive session at some point. So my feeling is we're going to need independent advice at some point here. Mr. Bohol, is this something we can move till tomorrow if we can confirm if we have independent legal counsel available at that time? And if so, would the other board members be able to make that work?
Mm-hmm. We would be able to reschedule it. We would have to post the agenda and provide 24 hours notice. Mm-hmm. So it would need to be tomorrow after 4 o'clock. But as Ms. Castro said, if you feel that you need legal advice, we can contact, I believe that we can contact Mark.
Mark
Harris. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Bohol, is it you or Lindsay who has an update on information for this meeting?
I can provide that update.
And I'd like to apologize in advance. I wasn't able to make it all the way home, so if my vehicle noise gets too loud, please let me know. It's reading 116 degrees on the outside of my vehicle. I'd like to keep it below that on the inside.
I think that's perfectly fine.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. with that, I'll pull up my notes. Dr. Maynard, if you wouldn't mind, we do have the two sections of the minutes Do you want to take those while I pull up the materials?
Dr. Matem, you're on mute. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. With the file formatting, can you tell me what the time or date is so I can get to those minutes? Yeah,
it would be the May 24th, 2025 meeting. And it's the regular session and then executive session.
Got it. Can get to the agenda. So Mr. Bohol, I'm finding the agenda in the file, a section of files that I have here, but I'm not finding the minutes.
So it should be the May 24th, 2025 open session minutes. Dr. Matem, Dr. Shippon, Ms. Bichelle, Dr. Walker, and Mr. Goodman were present.
I'm sorry, it might be just where this Google Drive is taking me. Give me one moment.
No problem. I can send. Just resend it to you if you need it.
Thank you.
Okay. I do have the information up for Jet Li if you'd like to move to that.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. The board reviewed the application for Hirsch Jet Li on apologies.
No, that's okay. That was May 24, 2025, right?
Yes. And then the board issued a denial for licensure based on the legal basis for the board's decision, which is ARS 32-18-22-A6, 22-B, 1854-6, 9, 39, and 40, as well as 45 and 46. The applicant, through his attorney, requested an appeal of the board's denial, as well as an informal settlement conference that came in on Friday. Friday, June 6th. And the board is required to conduct the settlement conference within 2 weeks of that request and hold the formal hearing within 30 days. So the formal hearing is to be scheduled with the Office of Administrative Hearings, but can be rescinded by the board if a settlement is reached at today's meeting. So today, you are here to conduct the settlement conference as requested by the applicant. So you can make a motion to go into executive session to conduct the settlement conference, and we'll bring the applicant and his attorney, and they'll be able to present their potential side for settlement, and the board can deliberate if they would like to settle the case.
I understand. Thank you. And I would take a motion to move to executive session.
So moved, Dr. Cunningham.
Thank you, Dr. Cunningham. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. And any opposed? Let's move to executive session.
You have a quorum, sir.
Thank you very much. Mr. Cathcart and Dr. Jetley, I appreciate your discussion in executive session. After significant deliberation and exploring options that we can provide public satisfactory public safety, we were not able to come up with a plan that would allow us as a board to guarantee training standards and public safety. And I need to make a motion to uphold our prior denial of license. Could I have a second on that, or is there further discussion?
I'll make a second on that.
Thank you. A second from Dr. Cunningham. Please, if there's any further discussion, let me know. Seeing no further discussion, I have a motion and a second. Mr. Bohol, do we need a vote or roll call vote for that, I should say?
Yes, let's go ahead and do a roll call vote. Mr. Goodman.
Aye.
Ms. Pichel.
Aye.
Dr. Cunningham.
Yes.
Dr. Chiffon.
Yes.
Dr. Matem.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for your time. We do take this very seriously, and we do wish the best for all physicians, and obviously take patients' safety and training standards very seriously. So I apologize if this is not the outcome that you're looking for, and we do wish you the best in trying to achieve what you can do. Mr. Bohol, is there further business? If not, I would like to direct you to reach out to Mr. Cathcart for further discussion.
I can do that. The only thing we could go back to is the open session and executive session minutes.
Oh, thank you very much. So do you need a motion on accepting the executive session and open session minutes?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm going to recuse myself because I wasn't at that meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to accept both the open forum and the executive session as written.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Thank you. Any opposed? Motion passes.
That concludes the business, so you can move to adjournment.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A second? Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Ms. Pascal. If there's no further discussion, all in favor, please indicate with an aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And I see nobody to be opposed. Thank you. Session is over. Thank you, everybody, for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.